Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Claire Frankie, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, They Broke Up After Living Together for 24 Hours. They had been on two dates before moving in together. She said he could be her soulmate. She said he could be the love of her life. But after 24 hours of living together, she ended the relationship. I used to work with a woman named Kristen. She was looking for a long-term relationship and was using dating apps. One hideous Monday morning, Kristen came bouncing into the office, giggling and doing that high-pitched, "Hi, guys!" thing that makes Monday haters like me want to stab her. She said she had some news and gathered our squad. We huddled around with excitement to hear what crazy shit she had done now. "I've met someone!" Kristen exclaimed. "Here we go." "Yay! Who? When? Do you have a picture?" the rest of the squad screeched. She explained that she had met a man on a dating app named Dean. They had been talking online for nearly 3 months. And they went on their first date to a restaurant on Friday night. It went so well, they went out again on Sunday to an amusement park. Then she showed us a picture. And she did that thing where she said it wasn't a good picture and he is much cuter in real life. We've all said that to our friends, Kristen. It's not true, is it? He was a normal, decent-looking guy who apparently worked in IT and owned an apartment. He had a fish or something, and his mother liked to bake pies and blah, blah, blah. I was just about to slide away to my desk and start working, / watching reels on my phone, when she said it. "I'm moving in with him on Friday!" "Excuse me?" The screeching began again. Kristen added, "I think he's my soulmate. I'm falling in love with him already, and I think he's the love of my life. Dean said he feels the same way. We don't want to waste time, so we're doing it. We're moving in together." "And yet you had time to chat online for 3 months. Did you eat any suspicious brownies this weekend? Accidentally slurp down 4 liters of vodka? Are you currently having a stroke?" As the week progressed, Kristen kept us all updated on how she was packing up her belongings and how excited Dean was to get all of Kristen's things moved into his apartment. At the end of the day on Friday, the work gang waved Kristen off with good wishes, flags, and an orchestra. She happily skipped off toward her future. I happily skipped off toward a 2-day break from those fuckers. 3 seconds later, Monday rolled around again. Kristen arrived at work and was not in a good mood. When I asked her if she was all right, she announced to the office, "No, it's over. Dean and I are over." The shrieking from the gulls commenced. "What? What happened?" "I guess we're not doing any work again today." Kristen told us that she moved into Dean's apartment on Friday and moved out again on Saturday. Even I had 20 on it lasting longer than that. Questions started flying in from all directions. Is he married? Has he been to prison? Was he aggressive? Was his apartment actually his mother's basement? Was he a psycho that didn't sleep with a fan on? Did he not like cake? "No, none of that," Kristen replied. She explained that when she got to his apartment on Friday, Dean took her boxes and bags inside and showed her around. It was during this tour that Kristen realized he had a big lizard. Not his penis, an actual pet lizard. I asked. When Kristen told Dean she hated lizards, he got the lizard out of its aquarium and set it on the floor so it could run around the room. Apparently, Kristen screamed until he caught it and put it safely away. Appropriate reaction to a lizard and a penis. After that fiasco, Kristen started unpacking clothes. Alone. When 30 minutes had ticked by, she went to find Dean. He was sitting on the couch, drinking beer, and scrolling on his phone. She asked him to help her unpack, and he said, "In a minute." He did not come and help. He sat on his phone all evening. To be fair, nothing beats scrolling. On Saturday, they decided they were going to paint the bedroom. Why start being normal now? When they were about to leave to buy paint, someone started pounding on the door. Kristen said a man was shouting, "I know you're in there, Dean." Dean told Kristen to shush and be quiet until the man left. When he did, Kristen questioned what was going on. Dean casually said, "Oh, that's my landlord. He's after me for not paying the rent." Rude of the landlord. Kristen questioned, "But you told me you owned this apartment." Dean replied, "Oh no, I rent it." He then told Kristen they had to stay at home all day in case they ran into the landlord. I love a man with a plan. By the time Saturday evening was upon them, Kristen said they had to go out to get food. There was no food in the apartment. No food is literally the worst part of this whole dumpster fire. Dean told her to order pizza because the landlord would probably be gone by now. He added, "Can you order enough for three?" Kristen asked if someone else was coming over. Dean said, "Yeah, sometimes my ex comes over and sleeps on the sofa, and she's coming tonight." And that was the part in the story where my soul left my body. After what she described as a screaming match, Kristen called her sister and asked her to pick her up. She packed up her clothes and left 2 hours later. She did not speak to Dean again. Kristen is currently engaged to someone who is not Dean. She hasn't moved in with her fiancé yet. No one knows what happened to Dean or the lizard. The lesson learned from this story? Probably don't move in with someone you don't know, unless you're really, really bored. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.